Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. This segment's called Let's Get to Know. We're here with Lily Van Dusseldorp. Lily, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So we already know you're a member of the Pella tennis team, and people who listen to our radio know you recently were in show choir. What activities have you been a part of on top of that here in your 4 years at Pella High?
Yeah, I've tried a lot of different things throughout high school. I was on the cheer team freshman and sophomore year, obviously show choir all my 4 years. Band, I joined my sophomore year just because I just liked doing music stuff, so I joined that and then did marching band. Lots of show choir, lots of choir, band. And I joined cross country for my senior year, so that was kind of fun to try something new as well.
And what would you say is your best, or just a couple of your best or favorite memories so far?
Yeah, obviously I just like love performing, and so like performing for the Marching Dutch or a cappella was just always some of my best memories. And honestly, like all the tennis memories too, I've gotten to really know the girls on the team. It's been really good, like bonding with each other, and just like the memories that I've made performing with each other is just so fun to do.
So I know the answer to this question, but do you have any siblings? And I think you've had quite a few that have come through here now.
Yeah, so I had 3 older siblings, and they all kind of put their own legacy on Pella High, which is also really cool. A lot of the like teachers here still know them. It's kind of fun to talk about them to my different teachers, and I'm the last kid now going through. So yeah, so it's really fun just to like all my siblings did cross country as well, so that's another reason why I joined that.
And how well do you get along with them, especially as the baby?
I'd say I get along with them pretty well now that we've gotten older, but when I was younger, I'd say I definitely bickered with them a lot, but it's all good now.
A lot more fun now. A lot
yes,
more fun now.
Yes.
Ask this question of everybody, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
I'd say Cyclones because I'm going to the Iowa State University, so... And 2 of my siblings went there as well.
I was about to say, I think your brother's in the Greenlee School where I went to school. So mm-hmm. A little connection there. Do you have a favorite memory from following the Cyclones or going to an event at all?
Not really. Like, I just think our family has become, like, Cyclone fans just because my sister-in-law went there and my brother still goes there. So, yeah, just been fun.
We're here with Lily Van Dusseldorp. She's a senior with the Pella Girls Tennis Team, the segment called Let's Get to Know. And so, let's go ahead. You're a musician. What is your most played artist or song, your go-to if you need to get hyped up for a match, hyped up for a performance at show choir? Or is there a go-to artist or playlist or genre, anything like that? I kind of open it up for you.
Yeah, I like every genre of music basically, but it kind of depends on what I'm feeling. So I guess I like to listen to like soundtracks of different musicals a lot of the time, so those like I just kind of like listen to those like just like every day, like in the car or something. But on the way to the meet, I would just like, I don't know, like old 2000s really are good because everyone knows those songs a lot of the time.
Old 2000s, okay. For some of us born in 1990, yeah, 2000s, I guess that can be classic music now for sure. So on that same track, then, is there one like show or artist or performance that you would want to see in your lifetime? It could be any artist who's currently playing, but is there a show that you haven't been to yet that you want to go to?
I went to a Justin Bieber concert not long ago. That was really fun. I don't know. I think it would be cool to like go to like a is this for like people who like are still alive too or
whatever. A dream concert. If you said Justin Bieber, is there a dream artist? I mean, obviously, I've heard a lot of Taylor Swift and Eras Tour, but it could be anything. I guess if you want to go back in time, too. This is your interview.
I'd go to a One Direction concert then if they were still together.
Well, they're not dead. They can still come back.
Yeah, they can still come back.
So One Direction for Lily Van Dusseldorp. She's joining us here on Let's Get to Know. So we found out that One Direction, the reunion, it's going to be just for you. How's that? What is, I guess, that maybe the top thing on your bucket list outside of concert? Is there a top thing on your bucket list?
I've always wanted to go to Australia and go to, like, the Australia Zoo. I don't know. Ever since I was little, I'd love, like, animals. I just wanted to go there ever since I was little, so.
Well, ask your teammate this question. What animal would you be, then? If you want to go to the zoo, if there's one animal you could be.
Well, not, like, an exotic animal. I'd probably just be, like, a dog because I feel like a lot of people have dogs and they just kind of, like, hang out and, a lot of people love dogs, and you could like go outside and play fetch and stuff like that. That would be fun.
However you want to spend it. So that's certainly the case there. What's the scariest thing you've ever done?
I'm not. It's probably like gonna sound kind of cheesy, but I'm not a big public speaker, so anything in like public speaking is not probably like scariest thing I've done, but always gets me like nervous. So,
right now, I'm totally terrifying you right now with this microphone.
Not really, but this is fine because it's not in front of a big audience.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Do you believe in life on other planets? We're going to get kind of wacky here. We asked some time travel questions of other people. Is there life out there somewhere else, you think?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I mean, if it is, it's pretty far away, right?
Yeah, true. I don't know.
Question I've asked before. If you could time travel, then when would you go? Are you a past person or a future person?
I would say the future because I would just like to see, like Mallory said, skip past all the school and kind of see. I'm kind of undecided right now of where I want to do, so I think it'd be cool to like see where I end up.
Okay, if you could play another sport, as someone who joined a sport late as a senior in high school, if you could play one of the other sports outside of cross country and tennis, which would it have been, and do you think you would have been good at it? Anywhere, any sport.
Okay, I'd play hockey because I love ice skating and I love playing hockey, and I think I would have gotten a lot better at it if I like played it, but I just think it's a really fun sport to watch and to play as well.
Do you know, is there a club team in Iowa State that you're aware of? You could still join, right?
I don't think there is, but if there is, maybe I will.
Okay. Well, obviously your time in Ames is going to be coming up this fall. Your time here at Pella High is wrapping up. What are you looking forward to most about these final weeks with your teammates and your classmates and getting to ride off high here from Pella High?
Yeah, the obvious note, just kind of spend more time with them and really get to know, like, all the underclassmen as well, as I'm leaving really set a good, like, example for them. And to just, like, enjoy these last couple of weeks that we have because I won't get, like, an opportunity like this again. So, yeah.
Let's live in Dusseldorf. We got to know you better. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.